Union Street is around that area, but it's not. It's a certain part of Union Street is that is, you know, in that part too. So, Grandpa is back over this way. It's kind of back. Mm-hmm. It's just a whole little area. It take up different parts of different street.
Like is that right here somewhere? Around Union?
Union, a part of Union Street is in Bobby, and I don't really know.
Area bad. What kinds of different names would you have for homosexuals, male or female?
Sissies, lesbian, bulldaggers, fags, queers, whatever.
Would you have, what about a female homosexual? She's pretty heavy. She'd be a, would you call her a, she's pretty big girl.
You call them daggers.
Mm-hmm. And if she's pretty effeminate, pretty, you know, just very, might be really pretty.
Lesbian.
What about male homosexuals? What are,
we call all them the same, sisters and fags.
What names would you have for X-rated movie theaters?
X-rated movie theater. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I have never seen an X-rated movie.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever see names or hear what they might be called?
Flicks.
What kinds of federal and city employees might you have in your neighborhood?
What you mean?
Like, somebody might deliver the mail, would be the...
Oh, postman, mm-hmm. Garbage man, I don't know.
What would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall and things like that?
Authority, I guess. Probably influences over others. They'd be in politics.
What would you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, performs no service, but draws a salary anyway? What would you call large food stores in a shopping center?
Grocery stores.
What about a small neighborhood store? What would you call them?
It could still be a little grocery store.
What about these little 7-Eleven stores and things like that?
Mm-hmm, Minute Market.
What kinds of different kinds would you have?
I don't know.
If you were talking about them, would you say they were all kind of like mini markets, or?
Yeah, probably all. They all look the same. Mm-hmm. Just have different names on some of them. 7-Eleven and Minute Market look just alike. It's not Minute Market anymore, it's Magic Market. They do have a few Minute Markets some places, but they changed most of them, the majority of them, to Magic Markets. Mm-hmm. I guess a few they didn't get to. Like when I go in a little town or something, I might see a Minute Market.
Sometimes if you don't remember exactly what kind of little store it was, would you maybe tell somebody just to run down to the...
Minute Market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure would.
Yeah.
Like even our store, we have a McCoy's grocery, but it's in the same form and everything as Minute Market. It used to be a Minute Market.
Mm-hmm.
And we still say Minute Market. Mm-hmm. If it's not built in that form, we'd probably call it something different, but all of them built in that form, considering it's Minute Market.
What would you call a store where you might go shopping for special foods like cooked meats and salads and things like that?
Grocery store? Oh, for cooked meats and stuff?
Yeah.
I know.
What kinds of things might people have in their kitchen to heat food and?
Stove.
And other things would be, maybe on top of the counter you might have something just to heat something in a second. You call it up.
Yeah, hot plates too.
Yeah.
They probably don't even use, people probably don't even use hot plates no more.
I used to use one at school for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had one when we